This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many migrants around the world send critical funds back home to their families. The World Bank estimates these global remittances, they're called, will fall by 20% this year, a bigger drop than even during the 2018 financial crisis. The 2008 financial crisis, by the way. This will make poverty worse in some developing countries where remittances can make up more than a third of national income. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has our story.
Frank Lopez says he's been sending thousands of dollars to his two daughters in Honduras since he immigrated to the U.S. 12 years ago.
It was $300, $400 every month.
Now he's only able to send $20 here and there. Lopez is a day laborer in Houston. Since COVID-19, he's struggled to find work. The few hundred dollars he earns a month doesn't cover his own expenses, but he worries about his family back home.
What is going to happen with my kids?
Lopez says his children and their mom had to move to be with family in a rural part of Honduras because they were going hungry on their own.
They had to go to the mountains. At least they have beans and they got chickens over there.
The World Bank's Dilip Ratha says there are millions of migrants around the world who, like Lopez, send money back home to their families.
We are looking at a huge human story associated with this decline in remittances.
Ratha says countries are already starting to report stark declines in money people are sending back home.
El Salvador had a decline, year-on-year decline, of 40% in the month of April.
This form of support has dried up while many poor families are already facing additional financial struggles due to COVID-19.
In bad times, remittances are a lifeline that keep people afloat.
Andrew Seeley runs the Migration Policy Institute.
When remittances dry up, it means many more people are pushed back into poverty, but it also means that we're going to see an increase in hunger and really lack of access to some basic needs with some families as well.
Remittances not only affect family finances, they also have a macroeconomic impact. The World Bank estimates in Honduras, remittances make up 22% of GDP. In El Salvador, it's 21%. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.